Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Misspelling with Tori Spelling, an iHeartRadio podcast.
It's public.
I don't know what feels more like a punch in the stomach, that it's like out there and it's final, or that I have to call him right now.
Oh, shit.
He's at work. He's at work, you guys. This sucks. Hey, it's T. I know you're working. Can you call me? It's important. Everything's fine. The kids are fine. But call me, please. Bye. Shit. He's going to read this online. So I just filed for divorce.
Ooh.
Wait, I got to say that again. Hear that for myself. I just filed for divorce. Whoa. I said the words that I've said like in my head for like 16 years. Wild. 15. It was, yeah. Anyway, I just got word from my lawyer that it's public. There's this weird thing that I didn't know about before, that you have to be careful with your ex. Like, it's like he said, she said, who filed first. So I had to file and go through the process. And then once it was accepted and publicly posted, then I'm allowed to like call and fill in my ex. So I just called Dean. He's working and I have to tell him, and I'm super nervous because I don't like confrontation. And that stopped me from a really long time wanting to do this and hurting him and protecting him and protecting the kids. And my daughter who's 15 is very much like, you know, people already talk about us at school. Like, they know you and they know the family and they read the press. And now you're doing a podcast. And I was like, well, can't be worse than the shit they read out there. Like, oh my God, they think we live in an RV. Like, I was like, Stella, that's a step up. Like, she literally had someone come up to her at school and be like, are you in the school district or where is your RV parked? Like, because you live in an RV with your mom, right? She was like, that was summer vacation. We rented that like every other family and drove up the coast and camped. And they were like, oh, we thought you were homeless. So she was shamed. But she was like, imagine what it's going to be like at school when you file for divorce. I mean, teens know how to manipulate you. But I was like, yeah, it's going to suck. But yeah. anyway, it's more the norm than isn't. So I was like, you know, bet your dad and I co-parent. And anyway, I should go back to where this began. But it began 18 years ago, so it's hard to know where to go back when telling this story. So Dean and I have been married 18 years. We have 5 beautiful, amazing children together. Liam, Stella, Hattie, Finn, and Beau. They're 17, 15, 12, 11, and 7. And the lights of my life. And yeah. So I used to have this thing, and this is nothing towards Dean. I just, at some point, I think I believed in like the fairy tale. Like I grew up, I mean, my father was the biggest television producer. So I grew up knowing there's a beginning, middle, and end. And the two main characters always start, stop, and there's a happy ending. And end credits. So that's what I always assumed would be. And, you know, I think when we're young, it's different now, but I grew up in like the 80s and on TV in the 90s. And I feel like we then were conditioned to be like, we want the prince, like the knight, whatever, someone in white on a horse coming in, swooping us up. We wanted the fairy tale. I even wanted the white picket fence. I still want that. Now I just want it black, but I want a fence. I wanted the whole dream. But my thing was always like, even from a young age, I was like, oh, I want to be the perfect wife and mom and housewife and cook and I was never taught how to clean, so that's not going to happen. Or cook, but I taught myself. Or bake, but I taught myself. But okay, but cleaning I won't do. So anyway, but I wanted to be that woman. But then I was like, but I also want to like run an empire. So that's a meeting of the minds. So I'm really stubborn and I'm really driven. And I always say I'm a filly you can't break. I know filly means I'm young and I'm not young, but I can still call myself a girl. I can still call myself misspelling because I can do whatever I want to do because we can redefine words the way they make sense to us and how we want to proceed with them. Dean and I had this fairy tale romance, even though we both were married when we met. Not fairy tale right there, like, but we had other partners that we cheated on and then left. And then we got together and people were like, oh, I give it 6 months. And we always say like, hey, it made it 18 years. It shouldn't have made it 18 years. Like it was, and I think he would say the same thing. If he had, and I had a real heart to heart, I think, yeah, it would have been over a lot sooner, but I think, you know, we had like pairings. We had 2 sets of kids. Like we had Liam and Stella 15 months apart, and I think we had Liam and Stella for a while. And then I was like, oh, you know what? Things were okay, but they weren't great. And I have a friend who reminded me recently that he said, do you remember what you've been telling me the whole time? And I said, what? And you said, I need the extra help with hands when they are old enough to undo their own car seats. I'll leave him. And I was like, what? When did I say that? After Beau? And he's like, no, after Liam and Stella. Then you got pregnant with Hattie. And then 10 months later, you got pregnant with Finn. And then you told me, oh, when they can unbuckle and buckle their own car seat, I'll leave him. And I didn't. And then came Beau. And then with Beau, I was like, oh, when he, no, I just should have left after Beau. But if I had left sooner, there'd be no Beau. And I love Beau.
How are the kids doing? They've been on the journey with you, shall we call it? And now this is a whole new chapter that they're going to go with you. And just wondering how are they faring through what's happened so far?
All the children have different personalities, different needs. And I feel like with my kids, they all have very distinct personalities. Stella was always the one, since she was 4 years old, if she would hear us argue, and back then, like, it wasn't loud and we tried to keep it separate, and it wasn't bad back then, she would hysterically start crying and she would run in and she'd say with her little voice, "Are you going to get a divorce?" And it just, like, hit me hard. Like, "Hi. I'm okay. How are you?" "Okay. I hate to do this to you while you're in the middle of, you're going to work and everything." They've done it. It's like one, it's just the formality. It's like a one sheet you check off and next you'll have to sign it. "You have a lawyer?" "Wait, it's going to be spun what way? That I had enough of you?" "What? What do you mean?" I mean, in all honesty, after this whole journey, if it's about that, like who files first, the other person's wrong, I feel like I deserve to file first then. Well, I mean, you basically put it all out there with Daily Mail. Like you said, everything that you've done to me over the years. So I think it would make perfect sense that it's followed up that I would file. Because those are things I would never have divulged to anybody and you did. So
I don't know. I assume that'll come later. I think it's just, yeah, it's just like a one sheet where you literally like check like divorce and like irreconcilable differences.
Yeah. Okay. I love you. Okay. Bye.
Ugh. Wait, that's it. Oh my God. Never felt more alone in a room full of friends doing a podcast. Fuck. I've never felt more alone in 50 years. Sorry.
You are not alone.
You are not alone, Tori.
Oh my God, you guys. Sounds like some movie. No,
you are fine. So loved by so many.
Stop.
Yeah. It's true.
Don't say mushy stuff. Say mean stuff. It fires me up. I don't like to be treated nice. He was like, "Great, good, great. Yeah, I have a lawyer. I was going to do this, but cool. Yeah, saves me $500. Like, I don't feel worth loving. That's the truth. And that's something that's just in you. It's not something I wanted or created or that starts when you're young, you know?
Well, it's something you learn.
It's learned behavior, not feeling worth it? Is it?
It is.
How do you learn
it? And now you have to work on unlearning that and learning how to accept being loved.
That's not easy to do.
"Let me run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's like the first part of the show is like one story, and then you come back from intermission, you're like told it's something completely different, and you have to adjust. I don't know if I can. I don't know. I mean, I know you can change at any point in your life. Yeah. Everyone always says that, but like, it's a harder task than we realize. Especially if you don't believe it. Like, people can tell you and tell you and tell you, and you should. But if you don't believe it in your soul, in your core, like, I don't know how you change that.
By doing what you just did.
What did I do? I have the short-term memory of an aunt.
You're actually moving ahead.
No,
with your divorce. And it's a huge step.
I know. I just play dumb so I can have you do the work and say it. I'm not dumb. That's been the hardest challenging thing in my life, is having to play dumb. It's just so crazy to have to like fill that void of like, it semi-blends back with Donna, because it's like, and now we can look back at Donna and be like, Donna wasn't dumb, but she like played it. She was, they would always say, and this is so like for anyone young listening, they'll be like, we don't know who that is. For anyone my age and older listening, you'll know who this is. But they'd be like, oh, you're so like, you're Judy Holliday, which like was an iconic like movie star, like black and white films, literally like funny. Like she was before Lucy, but she was like, you know, the pretty ditzy blonde. And that's like what you're conditioned to be like, oh, you're blonde, you're funny, you giggle, like, oh, you play this role. And they compartmentalize you in life. Yeah, I was all like blonde hair, big eyes, giggles, like funny timing, great body, show my stomach, and scene. And that's what I was carved out in life to be. I screwed up like one time. I was like, I said something to someone. I was like, well, when you're like conditioned your whole life to be viewed as a sex symbol. And my friend was like, ew, did you just call yourself a sex symbol? And I was like, oh my God. And I got so shamed. I was like, no. I don't even like myself. What do you mean? I would never like give myself a compliment like that. And I was like, I was taking myself out of it. I was saying how I was viewed. And he's like, but really? Like, were you viewed that way? I was like, maybe not. I mean, I don't know. I think on some level, like, it was like young, hot, blonde. Like, I don't know.
Well, here you are now.
We're talking about me playing dumb when I'm not dumb.
Well, I think we really are talking about you, and now that you are
deflecting.
Yeah, well, you are deflecting, but you also just filed for divorce from your husband of
18 years.
Something you've been thinking about for many, many years.
Right. And he always threatened. He would always threaten. I get so scared. But I also hate change. That's a lie. I grew up thinking I hate change, but like, things change in my life day by day, and I just roll with it. Like, everything just happens.
I think you thrive on it. You thrive on the chaos.
I thrive on chaos. Everyone would say that's not a good thing. No. Yeah. It gives me energy. It gives me, makes me feel like not dead inside. My lawyer says I just got a call from TMZ. I didn't speak to them, but they have the divorce filing. Here goes the neighborhood. I've told Dean this, so it's not talking out of school. But we had this very quick, passionate, falling in love period, which it was, yeah, it was the honeymoon period that everyone talks about, but what is that, 6 months? Ours was 4. And it was intense, and I was like, wow, he sees me. I felt like my whole life I only showed people pieces of me because I was always being told who I was and could be, even from birth. Like, you know, born into a family where I had to uphold a certain being. And, you know, my house, like I was, like the way I was raised was completely different than the way I raised my kids. And I'm not even talking aesthetically. I'm not talking about the fact that I grew up in a 10,000 square foot house and then moved to a 56,000 square foot house. Irrelevant. I'm just kidding. I'm talking about like, it was never a conversation. Like it, you were quiet, and no one ever said this to me. No one said like, you can be seen and not heard, but like, it was that feeling that I got, like, while it was a family, it was a public family. And you learned very quickly, like, you know, 4 or 5 years old, I got it that all eyes were on us and everyone was watching and listening to how we behaved and how, what we said and how we represented this iconic Hollywood family. When I say we, because I have a brother, who has an amazing podcast called Oldish with my BFF, Brian Austin Green, and with Sharna on iHeart. And yeah, he was like less willing to conform. I always was in the mindset like of representing your family. So yeah, I don't know. I just got it from an early age. I was fascinated with the world. Summer vacation, I didn't want to hang with my friends. I wanted to go to work with my dad. I would literally hide under his desk and take notes. And like, that was my world from jump. You know, I used to like walk around. My mom had every script that my dad ever did. The initial one, because there were over, what, 200? Like, it couldn't be every single one, but if it was a series, it was the pilot script. If it was a movie, it was the movie, obviously. Leather bound and in his office, wall to wall. And every Saturday, I would spin around like Wonder Woman, and I'd be like, Wonder Woman, and I'd land on a script, and I would pull that script out, and I would read it. Obviously, this is when I could read, so it was like 8, 9. And then I'd ask my dad if he could play the male lead, and I obviously would play the female lead because I didn't think outside the box then. And we would read through it, and I'd be like, I'm going to make these one day. And like make like, not just like, ooh, I'm going to star in these. I'm like, I'm going to star. I'm going to write. I'm going to produce. I'm going to direct. I'm going to own this motherfucker shit. What's a motherfucker shit? I don't know what that is, but I'm going to own it.
Well, you are your father's daughter.
Yeah.
The end of the day.
Anyway, we had this fast and furious romance. I saw red flags. Everyone talks about red flags. Like, I like saying that I like to make dresses out of red flags and then proceed. So, yeah, there were definitely red flags and he had anger issues. And that started when we were dating like 4 months in. And I just remember like I could show him me and it wasn't like the cute, like giggly, like this is what people want me to be. I was able to be like the loud and like body type of like Tory and like I could have like, you know, I could have a foul mouth. I'm not, you know, just Donna Martin, like the perfect good girl. Like I could have some bad girl in me and it was okay. And he liked all those sides and he saw how smart I was and accepted me. And I said from the beginning, it's going to be a lot. I've been told it's an emasculating road. And he was like, I can handle it. And I was like, can you though? Like, it's not going to be easy. Like, I don't think he knew how big it would be, how big the life I was given and live is. I think he was like, oh, yeah, things come and go. But with me, it never came and went. Like, it was, from the moment we met, I was in the press, you know? And there hasn't been a reprieve from it. So it's like you kind of have to be used to, like, jumping on board in that world and just getting through it and owning it. And I thought he was on board with that. But I was also all very focused on him. And I think a lot of parents out there can relate. Like, I noticed a shift in our relationship literally the day I found out I was pregnant. And the shift came from within because all of a sudden it was never about me. Like, I've kept myself small since I was young to not outshine anyone in my family and then not outshine anyone in my cast and then not outshine any boyfriend I had or outshine any husband. Like, so I would just self-sabotage and keep myself small and wouldn't keep building myself up where I knew I could be. And anytime it would start to get big or real, I would find a way to plummet it and start back over again. Like I'm doing now. But this time I'm not backing down. I'm just going all the way to the top. Wait, you guys all heard that, right? Hold me accountable. But yeah, as soon as it wasn't, you know, all about him, and I don't think he intentionally did this, all the focus changed to the baby growing in my belly. And instantly I changed. And I was like, oh, this is what it's like to really take control and step up and be accountable for someone that you don't even know yet. And everything became about Liam, who was in my belly. And, you know, I was never the adventure girl, but when I met Dean, we made a list on the back of barf bags in the plane on the way back from Ottawa, where we were filming the TV movie where we hooked up, coming back to our our spouses. We wrote on barf bags what things we were going to do, like a bucket list in our relationship. And for me, it was like doing things that I was always scared and fearful. Like, I got that from my dad. My dad was scared of everything. And I just took that on thinking they were my fears. And now I'm like, wait, that's someone else's fears. Like, maybe it wasn't my fears. Like, maybe I do want to jump out of an airplane. No, I'm just kidding. Psych. I don't know. But it was things like that. Like, we're going to go here. I think I said I'd like ride a marathon. I don't even know how to ride a bike. But the thing is, I tried and I wanted something different and I wanted to please him. And then when I got pregnant, we got pregnant right away. So we got married in May and we started trying right away. We didn't get pregnant right away. And my dad passed in June. And then days later, the beginning of July, I found out I was pregnant. No, it was right like a month after my dad passed. Basically, I conceived like right after my dad passed. And so I took that as like, oh, it's a sign. This is supposed to be, and this is how it was planned to happen. But honestly, our relationship was never the same after we started having kids. Like, and I know we always said we won't be those parents that change. We'll make sure we make our relationship a priority, and the two of us, and we have date nights, and just everything went out the window. I became completely focused on the kids, and kind of left him in a way. And I get it. It doesn't excuse his behavior and everything he did and how he handled things. And I'm not minimizing his part in this and how his lack of sobriety did affect me and the kids for years and years and years. And I'm really happy that he's sober now. But our relationship definitely changed, like to the point where I felt like I was just in this alone with the kids, like, and he was there and he was an extra set of hands and he put the car seat in because I didn't know how to do it and, you know, things like that. But emotionally, like, I was it. Like, tag, you're it. Like, I was the parent. And it was a lot of responsibility while also, you know, rebuilding a career, which I did. You know, we became a family brand. I went from, like, you know, Hollywood rich girl, like starlet. That's as bad as me calling myself a sex symbol. Sorry. Anyway, to like cool mom, like, look at her. She does it all. Meanwhile, like behind the scenes, it was all falling apart. And I literally sometimes, I went back and reread one of my books once and I was like, wow. Like sometimes I think I created the character of Dean. Like all those Prince Charmings I wanted when I was young. Like I created this character that he had a lot of those qualities. But, you know, we did our reality show and it was like, the first one was like fun. So any like bad stuff that would happen or fights or anything, they would edit. And, you know, women everywhere, I would hear them be like, I wish I had a Dean. And I was like, if you only knew. Yeah.
You guys did go into therapy, right? To try to work through the issues.
Yeah. I mean, we saw a therapist that I had been seeing since like my 20s. She was actually, this is horrific that I did this. I was scared to confront and tell my first husband that I was leaving him for my co-star. Oof. So I broke the news to him in my therapist's office. So not cool. So anytime Dean and I would go into therapy, he's like, are you going to leave me like you did Charlie in the therapy session? I'm like, no. He's like, well, you did it once. I was like, fair. No, I'm not going to. So I never did. But it was hard. The therapy sessions, I like wanted to get deep. And we started therapy, I mean, after Stella was born. And we have 5 kids, you know, she's 15 now. So yeah.
Did it help at all, do you think?
No. No, because we were talking about two different things, you know? We would go in there, and I'm really good at taking blame so that someone can start to feel like they can open up and, you know, yeah. So I would say, like, you know, I do this and I do that, hoping he would be like, oh, and I do this. And instead, you know, it was more focused on like, yeah, the dog shit all over the house. Like, she has too many animals. She's a hoarder. Like, she's messy. And I was like, yep. That's me. And I'm like, wait. I always say to him, he and I had this conversation semi-recently. And I was like, when we met in Ottawa, you met me. You came into my hotel room where we were filming. I had my two dogs with me. And what was one of the first things you saw? And he's like, you had your suitcases open and there were clothes and shoes covering the entire room. And you had to make space so we could walk through to get to the bed to have sex. I'm like, yes. And he's like, and there was dog shit in the on top of the clothes in your suitcase. I'm like, correct. That was me. And the first night you met me. So what about me is surprising now, married to me years later with kids, that I'm messy and that the dog shit everywhere and I don't pick it up. I'm just kidding. I eventually pick it up. Anyway. Yeah, he would talk about stuff like that. And, you know, a therapist will go in the direction you start talking. And that's where our entire hour would go to. Actually, it's never an hour. They tell you have an hour session. It's really 50 minutes and it's really frustrating because the whole time I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, oof, I know I have 40 minutes left. Oh, I know I have 20 minutes left. What do I talk about now? He's still talking about dog shit. We're fucked. And this is $300. Like, ugh. Who cares about the dog shit? Like, I would always say, what does it matter? I mean, it does matter. I get it. Listen, I get that's a problem. But it clearly wasn't our biggest problem.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You talk about the red flags, but what were the red flags?
I would say his temper, which often was fueled by alcohol. So when he would drink, it was hard because I knew that at some point it would turn. And I knew, you know, it was all always different. Like it could be two drinks, it could be five, six drinks. And then I would just see it turn. I'm like, oh, here we go. And then that became my dance on the eggshells. And it was like, no matter what I said, it wasn't right. And I would have to, in my head, be like, okay, quick on your toes. Like, it was like a fight, like, you know, a mental fight. Like, okay, I think he might like aim here. And if he aims here, like with what he says, I'm going to respond this way and that'll take him down. And it got to the point where nothing would make sense. And I would just know to stop talking, like, and that usually, you know, just space and stop talking. And it was hard.
Until the final fight, right?
Yeah.
Where he went on Instagram and announced that you guys were separating. I mean, that
right.
was sort of the final blow for you, and that put everything in motion.
The Instagram post. So I'm the type that I will take a lot, and you can say whatever you want to me. I remain calm. I process it. I think about what I'm going to say before I say it. I'm not a reactive person. Lots of years of training. I know the therapy words to say. I feel. Oh, man. But yeah, that last night, we had just been at Jenny's house all day. We were doing a BFF photo shoot, and Dean was so helpful. Like, he was so great. And Jen and Dean haven't always gotten along. And I just remember that day, she was like, he was really great. And he helped and styled and carried and did everything for us that whole day. Because we didn't have the budget to like hire people, and we had to do the whole photo shoot ourselves and video shoot, just me and Jen. And he was great. And when I got home, she texted me and she said, Dean was really great today. And I was like, oh, that's going to mean a lot to him for me to go in and say, Jen gave you a compliment. She would laugh at this. And, but I did. And he was like, really? Oh, that is great. Months later, when I've reminded him of this, he doesn't remember that part. But I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you got a compliment from someone that doesn't give compliments freely. Like, that's a big step. And he was like, thank you. Okay, that feels really good. It was nice helping you guys today. And then, but he had been drinking at this point. It was in the evening. And then we started to discuss something else, and I could tell, like, oh, he's fired up and it's not going to go well. And in my head, I'm like, stop talking, walk away, because otherwise this is going to escalate. But once in a blue moon, I don't just walk away and I don't just shut up. I come back. And I always say it's the Taurus in me, like stubborn, like the Taurus, like, will make peace with everyone and super patient, and we'll be like, I'm sorry, it's me, it's not you. And then, like, you push us, and then we just snap. But me snapping isn't even like bad. Like, imagine me snapping. Like, it's not crazy. But yeah, that's all it took. And so, but I'll never forget the night, because, sorry, I'm a foodie, so I associate everything with food. It's okay. It's not a bad thing. and we just ordered Wendy's. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a big baked potato fan. Loaded baked potato. My mom taught me how to make them. I make them for everybody. Anywho. So I had just gotten my baked potato from Wendy's, and I was super psyched about it because I'd had a long work day. And I was like, ooh, and I made it to perfection. I was like, this is a baked potato my mom would be proud of. And just as I had made it, he came into the kitchen because it was a conversation. We had started fighting, and I walked away still passive aggressively saying things. Because I'm passive aggressive, trying to work on that. And he's like, what'd you say? And I was like, proceed. I said this. And yeah, so it just like escalated, and he came in screaming. And
he made a remark that I don't want to discuss, but it's not even a terrible remark. It's just, it was a dig at something he knew would really be hurtful to hear. And I think it was just in the moment he made that dig. And it's really nothing, but it's something that I took personal. And when he said that, fine, I'll say what he said. He said, to go back to dog shit, because he loves talking about dog shit and animal shit and feces. Feces. He said, "Oh, I'm so sick of this. I've been picking up Tori Spelling shit for 18 years. And I fucking lost it."
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.